On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "Friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Observing the table etiquette of seating arrangements was important in Jesus' day and culture, and reclining at table close to the guest of honor was desired. Even today, we like our ringside seats at concerts or to see our favorite entertainers. But in our everyday life, banquet tables are not much of an issue. It's the ordinary tables of life that matter. The kitchen table, the cafeteria table, perhaps the conference table at the office, where we meet our friends, family, or co-workers. While I was growing up, it was at the kitchen table during dinner time conversations that I came to a sense of who my parents were and who I was in relation to them. And I remember the romantic, intimate conversations I had at table with my beloved when we were young and getting to know each other. At a recent retreat one evening at our church, we were asked to go up to the empty altar table and simply lay our hands on it for a minute or two and meditate. I was reminded of that again a few days later during Mass, and was struck by how important this table is, the Eucharistic table, and how we relive Jesus' intimate conversation with his apostles every time that we celebrate the Mass. He talks to us at this altar table and tells us the story of how he gave up his life, his body and blood, and how he continues to do so, giving all of himself in this intimate act in the here and now. This is his lasting gift to us, his life. It takes humility on our parts to listen to this intimacy. The Mass is not about me, about the benefits of being near a rock star. I must go and take a back seat, not a ringside seat. I cannot manipulate the experience, but rather I must pay attention, even read between the lines with loyalty and openness, over and over again. He may finally draw me closer until I do have a ringside seat. It is a prayer to pay attention at the Eucharistic table. Sister Ruth Barrows, a Carmelite nun and best-selling author, says it well. She says, "Christian prayer is nothing other than being present to God so that God can give to us. The only thing that matters is that we believe this and stay there with him, regardless of how we feel or don't feel." And so I read and end with Jesus' words once again. When you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted.